Trash.
Trash. So Arnold Schwarzenegger's talking to TMZ, and they're asking him about what, you know, what it was like for the kids having to grow up with Arnold as the dad. And Arnold said, he could be strict at times. If the kids did not make their beds properly, the mattresses would be tossed from the balcony, and the kids would have to bring them back. Yeah, here.
My kids all had to wash their own clothes. They all had to wash their own bedwear. And every so often when I saw them cheating and someone else did it, I grabbed their mattresses and I threw it off the balcony of the their bedroom. And sometimes into the
Now we're getting somewhere.
Then the TV.
No, but then they had to drag it up again, and then they have to make the bed again.
Right.
Because I detected they didn't make the bed. It was too nicely made.
I can listen to him talk all day.
You can see he probably gets great enjoyment throwing a mattress. Because, you know, you and I, we would struggle dragging that thing out and kind of lifting it over the thing. Arnold probably.
I took it up on the roof and I throw it around.
Oh, yeah. No problem at all for Arnold. If you don't make your bed, you don't wash your own sheets.
Probably tear that mattress in half like a phone book.
Yeah. And then it's house flipping with John Fogerty of CCR. John Fogerty put his California home up for sale. This was the one that he bought from Arnold's friend, Sylvester Stallone, only a year ago for $17 million, and now Fogerty is selling it for $21.5 million.
Quick flip, couple mil.
Did he ever even live in it? Did he ever even move anything into it? You got to wonder, because he's out there touring probably 6 months out of the year. How much time did he even go in it?
I bet he didn't. I mean, because it would probably take several months just to move all this stuff in there.
Yep.
I think he's at the winery this summer.
Yeah, he's around. He's around here this summer. And the producer of the TV show Married with Children has written a book about the series. And in the book, he details Sam Kinison's outrageous behavior when Kinison was a guest star on the series. And Married with Children, if you don't remember, that was a very popular Fox series like in the 80s and the 90s. And it had Christina Applegate, and it had who played Al Bundy?
That was Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill was Al Bundy. That's right. And it was a wildly popular series back at that time. And so in 1989, they get Sam Kinison to come in to play a guest role. By the way, the producer, the guy who wrote this book, says Sam Kinison was their first. He was offered the role of Al Bundy before Ed O'Neill, and Kinison turned it down. His comedy career was just too hot at the time. But anyway, they decide, all right, well, let's write in an episode with Sam Kinison. That'll be fun, right? Sam's about the hottest comedian going in 1989. You know, we got a popular TV series here. This is going to be great. On the first day on the set, Sam Kinison mooned the cast and crew, and which was so poorly received that he took everyone to dinner at Spago to apologize. The next day, he was late to the set and apologized by having strippers serve lunch to the cast. One night, he also waved a gun and threatened to shoot the director, the guy who wrote this book. The director went to Kinison's house at a very late hour. The director was looking for his girlfriend, who was friendly with Sam. And so the director comes over and is my girlfriend here? And Sam's got the gun out and says, what do you want? That's not going to be
never mind.
Good. Yeah. If you don't remember Sam Kinison, you don't know Sam Kinison. This was Sam Kinison. This is Kinison on the Letterman show right around that time.
You people here, you think you're safe? Do you think you're safe? What's your name? Lou? Lou, you ever been married? You do me a favor? If you ever think you want to get married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, you want to get a house, you want to get a car, maybe raise a family, do me a favor, will you, Lou? Remember this face. It's the face of hell, Lou. It'll be your face every day. I'm trying to help here. I'm trying to do a good thing. I was married for 2 years. My life was so boring, I actually worried about my yard.
How did he? Every night he would scream like that. I don't know how he kept that voice for all those years, huh?